Oh, bro, if the thing comes to me, I'm going to snag that thing.
Guard dog.
Twice.
Hold on, let me take a picture like the guys who found Saddam.
I've been doing nothing but deep spiritual research, as you have been as well.
Well, this is very, very deep stuff.
That's how you get it. You got tapped, basically, dude. Someone tapped you. A woman, you said, accosted you.
No, she was just a voodoo woman from Louisiana that came to my show.
Really?
And she said, do you feel like God is sending you on a mission?
What did you say to that?
I said, we were taking a picture, and I was like, all right. That's how I responded. And then she gave me this, and I was like, oh, nice, thanks. And I was like, this will be funny to bring to the podcast to show Matt that I'm on crystals.
I think it's totally normal.
That I'm on crystal now.
Something funny, you know?
This is nice to rub.
Sure. It's
and really I am nice getting worried that I maybe do have some type of, I don't know, it's nice. It's nice rubbing.
It is nice to rub.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
So there are benefits of rubbing rocks.
Yeah, we're all just energy. Crystals choose to be crystals, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
This decided to be a crystal?
Mm-hmm. It's a mineral, but not all minerals take their crystalline form. And the only thing, scientists can't figure out why some minerals end up becoming a crystal.
So
they're self-organized.
So the answer we've come up with is they must have decided that because we don't know it?
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm.
There's the way they shape. There seems to be some sort of self-organization. So, yeah, dude, crystals are, they're no joke, dude.
I think this is a fucking joke.
What? No, dude, crystals.
No, I'm not going to let this thing go.
I mean, I wouldn't put all your, eggs in that basket, but they're definitely.
I hope this thing takes control and organizes my life.
What if it was like the mask? If you start smoking, dude, someone has to stop you.
Well, if I start smoking, the government's going to have to shut this down.
True.
They're going to have to stop me. What happened in your life in the last month? Are you mentally preparing for your big day?
Dude, I'm just walking right into it, man.
That's coming up.
It's coming up in like 2 weeks.
Woo-wee.
I prepared for it by telling myself I have plenty of time, and now the time's upon me. So
we should have, you guys, this is a mistake.
This
television and Google.
This is a great idea.
This is a mistake.
This is a great idea.
We can't afford this.
What?
Mentally, we cannot afford this. As soon as I was like, you're excited for your big day? Gardini Googles marriage. And now there's just marriage pictures.
Well, I will say I've been having reservations about
marriage
interrupting, but no, marriage is nothing.
Hey, there's Matt. Yeah, bottom right.
I've been
That's a big day.
Well, the thing is, dude, I'm kind of fucking I don't want to, I'm trying to figure out how I can have this marriage but not like disrespect black love. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, it's important. Black love, it's important, the whole idea of sticking with your own kind.
Yes.
Not for white people at all.
White people.
Not white, white love is abominable. But I don't want to disrupt black. I don't want to ruin like a black love. I want to come up with a good black love story. So that's why, I don't know what I'm going to do.
You better not disrupt black love.
I might Tropic Thunder is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm like,
bro, if you walk down the aisle, full
Tropic Thunder. I just want a black love, dude. I just want a hashtag black love, dude.
And stop with the Google. Is that what you've been doing? Have you been instructed?
Gardini's been Googling. No, he's been Googling just the most random.
The topic?
The whole Shaner was talking about sex, and he was playing, unbeknownst to Shaner, Kissed by a Rose in the background.
Oh, that's funny.
It was pretty funny. Nice. Shaner's talking about like eating buttholes and stuff.
Of course. Shaner's so cool and horny. Nothing more than I love just a guy who's good at sex and is horny.
Yeah, man. Telling you, that's a... I might just wear that exact outfit.
Hey, do you take this one?
Or
I do.
Or
slip one of those in for me, would you? During one of the vows or whatever, just be like, I do.
I do.
The rest of them say it normal. They'll be like,
I do. I'll try to remember that.
Am I giving a speech at this thing?
Yeah.
Oh no!
You roast, dude. You have to roast me.
Can I share it with?
Yeah, you guys can go back and forth. You guys can go back and forth.
Love is kind.
You guys can be like Styles P and Jadakiss, dude.
True.
Just go bar for bar. Yeah. Or what I might do, I might have the nerve to do a full Tropic Thunder. But what I might do is just steal Valor. I'll just put like a military uniform on. Second best thing,
bro.
I'm a fucking troop, dude. If I stole Valor, I'd be like a fucking Marine.
Do both. Get like
just go
a very expensive, well done blackface.
And then you
like very well done, like Robert Downey and Steel and Valor. I might steal Valor.
That's the whole groom party has to wear.
If I
can't
get to Men's Warehouse in time when I get back, I'll just buy a military uniform. That'd be tight,
dude. Slip into the old. You still have the old
or
guard?
Jeans and tee. Should I just go Louis? Everybody else in a suit,
dude. If you showed up in like a military uniform.
I definitely still have
you my still have life. Your stuff?
I definitely. My mom definitely kept that out.
Toss
like
it on.
Some type of weird shame,
yeah,
sadness.
Toss it on.
Yeah.
You should wear that exclusively
my mom
in
keeps
the house
that
of
stuff.
Your parents.
My mom keeps that stuff like a, you know when people's like kids die and they don't touch the room? That's what my mom does with like all my old West Point stuff. She's like, he could have been an officer.
I mean, bro, put on the gear. What happens if you were a troop? Goggins went, you could probably get reenlisted. Or just wear.
It's like, good night to you
it
all.
It is a good night.
Good night to you. Dude, he's had a fucking stroke.
Yeah. He shouldn't be.
He tried to beast a stroke, which I'm kind of like, on. Again, politics aside, on a personal level, I'm like,
yeah,
kind
beast,
of goat shit.
Beast a stroke.
The beast a stroke. He'd be like, I got this. But dude, I felt bad for the guy. I watched clips of it and it's like, sometimes I fuck up what I'm saying. I get it.
For sure.
But he was, dude, I could tell he was hitting on that. It was just like, I know the feeling, brother. Imagine it doing on a comedy podcast. Do you think that was bad? Imagine you want to get a punchline out and you flub it, dude. You got something you've been sitting on for 5 seconds. You're like, this is going to hit.
I got to get it. I got to get it. Fuck, too much time's passed.
Yep.
I'm going to try it anyway.
He was trying to hit. He had some sick jokes coming up, but there was one about Dr. Oz where he was like, you get an abortion. You want to get have Dr. Oz tell you what to do, or you wanted to have a doctor tell you what to do? And he was just like,
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, he was.
Forgot Dr. Oz was a fucking doctor.
Although I will say he didn't show any signs of like, fuck, I fucked that up.
I saw a couple.
Oh, really?
I watched some where he went like,
oh, really?
Fuck.
I thought he was just like, I'm killing. I'm
oh, no, no. There's a couple
in,
times
brother.
He would go, how sick would it be to have a son and name him Doctor? As his first name.
That's nice.
Just Doctor. First name.
Sir.
It's like, I am Doctor. It's like, sick.
That is nice.
That'd be tight.
Yes.
I might do that.
Doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Dr.
Adolf. I have a son. I'm naming him Jesus Socrates Dr. McCusker.
The Phillies have a Jesus Socrates Dr. McCusker. I mean, this is good.
I'm going to homeschool him for like fucking
teach him the ways.
34 years.
Just get high as shit. Just blow smoke in his face. Be like, do you see that? Do you see the fucking elves? yeah, the Phillies have a pitcher named Sir Anthony Dominguez.
What?
He's not a knight. Sir Anthony.
How the fuck do they do that?
They spelled it S-E-R. Sir Anthony Dominguez. He deals. He's nice.
So his name is Sir.
His name is Sir Anthony.
Call me Sir. He can say, guys, call me Sir.
Me llamo Sir. Okay.
Damn, they built the Eusteddes into him.
Yeah, you better show respect. Eusteddes.
Yes.
Fuck, I forgot I was wearing purple socks. Everyone's going to make fun of me.
Why? What the hell's wrong with that?
Because I bought a pack of Adidas socks. I didn't know they were all different colors.
It's time to mix it up.
Purple socks.
Nah, it's time to mix it up, dude. I'm going gray and black. It's true.
I want people to see me.
Shut the lights out, dude.
Sometimes I just don't want to be seen.
I heard that. Do Latin mass. Just do full fucking.
And another thing about John Fetter person.
What are you looking at?
Checking the shot.
The shot's great.
Yo, I'm sorry for taking a PA at you outside. I couldn't resist, dude.
You dissed my whip.
Bro.
I don't know if
it was the right thing to do.
Your whip stinks, bro.
Have you ever done
valet?
I got a fat
whip. No.
See, I've driven valet before, so I see a valet brother. It's like, yeah. I'm just thinking, yeah. I'm reminiscing. Be like, this fucking piece. Let's park this
you
piece
see
of junk in the fucking
shot.
Bag, dude.
You see a piece of junk like that pull up, you go, yeah. Bro, your property value's dropping. This is the Sofitel, dude.
Hopefully
this
the key to fail.
Wait, is Pedo Pete coming from the Hunter Biden shit?
Yeah. Dude. That's his contact name in the phone.
There's a thing that says Pedo Pete and mom, allegedly, in the phone.
It's the family GC.
And they're saying Peter something was the name. Again, it's all speculative, but they're saying there was a alias Biden used for like government work that was named after a Thomas Clancy spy character named Peter something. Pete Anderson.
How about, did you see the Washington Post run a Cracks Not Bad article?
What?
For real. It's fucking, maybe I'm getting fake news on that. Allegedly, I saw it on Twitter, so who knows if it's real.
Yeah.
But the Washington Post, like this 2 days ago, ran an article that was like, is crack really that bad? It turns out a little bit of crack's not that bad, and conservatives vilified it because they're racist.
What?
Yeah. It's like, damn. Come on, bro.
They're saying Hunter's just super open-minded.
They're just like, Hunter's pretty cool.
Well, there's also from the things. Again, this
what
is
what the hell's going on.
It's very, you know,
we are live from my parents' basement.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh yeah, I've already completed like two loops on that thing. It's pretty nasty. You really got
my nephew's gonna be pissed. He's gonna be like the Three Bears. He's gonna come home and says somebody's been using my track. Something ain't right. Somebody's been using my Hot Wheels track.
He might actually notice.
I never liked Hot Wheels tracks.
Really?
I liked the look of them.
Yeah.
I thought they were sick. I could never get it going.
I like the ones where you had a little remote. Did you ever get those where you had a little thing and you're fucking...
Yeah, you control how fast it goes.
You get greedy around the curve.
I launched it off every curve. Yeah. I never once pulled my foot off the gas, dude.
No.
I could never stop. I'd just be like, all right, here we go. Just fly off every time.
I know. Yeah, you can... It was tough. It was tough not to fully launch it. But yeah, dude, they're also saying he searched like 12-year-old, like child porn.
I saw
porn.
that
was like...
Is it Pornhub search? It was like Pornhub 12-year-old.
Yeah. And, you know, people are, it's funny too, and like, you know, he illegally registered a firearm? It's like, all right.
That's the least of our worries.
Yeah. Well, Peter, there's two camps. Some people are like, who cares about the crack? You got to worry about like the things he did against, I don't even know about that, but they're saying like there's like real things. And then other people are like, fuck that.
Well,
it's crack and
again,
sex
I've done no research.
Crazy.
Well, wasn't he on the board for like companies in Ukraine?
I think so, yeah. I think so.
Why?
Glenn Beck.
How?
Glenn, was his dad's a fucking president?
No, of course, but I mean, the dude doing crack with his dick out constantly.
Yeah.
It was on a board.
Yeah, dude.
They're like, we have a Zoom meeting today with the chairman.
Dude, I genuinely think that's like a large, you know, there's like a lack of money and excesses of money, both corrupt. So if you have no money, it has a degenerative effect. Sorry to say that, it just does. And then if you have too much money, it kind of has a degenerative effect.
Yeah.
See the video of the little kids in their underwear, like hitting ATF agents?
I did see that.
Dude, how crazy was that?
I didn't get to watch it. I saw the caption, so I figured it was them saying like,
fuck you,
bitch
pussy,
ass.
Bitch ass.
Like punching cops.
It's just.
In diapers.
It's like four, yeah, it's a bunch of like 3-year-olds in Batman underwear. It's like, fuck you, pussy. And just punching ATF, like just like fucking launching punches on ATF agents. And there's like, dude, the argument under that's, yeah, dude, I think social media has proved to be a negative thing. It'll be cigarettes, dude. I'm telling you, in 20 years, it's going to be like, you're going to be having a phone out around a kid and someone's going to be like, yo, buddy, can you go outside?
Yeah.
People start to question if they're at the right thing. If it's a smaller crowd, people start getting kind of like weirded out.
Yeah.
Dude, Gardini comes out. We're a couple deep in. Gardini comes out, dude. We've been getting licked, bro.
You said, we'll lick them tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll lick them tomorrow.
You've had the devil's day. We had the devil of a day, General.
Yeah. A couple people out there had the devil's day, dude. Yep.
Guard dog was back there on half a stove going, I'm going to lick them tomorrow.
Comes out, dude.
Lick them tomorrow, though.
Dude, I said, the boys become a man. I was watching him. I said, I think the boys become a man.
He killed?
Yeah, the guard dog. He had a fantastic set and a pretty, not the best of circumstances,
thank you, man.
Dude. Comes out. I say, God damn it. He finally mumbled his way into fucking. He mastered
speak
the mumble.
Up. Holla.
He mastered the mumble. Last night I watched the mumble be mastered and I went, God damn.
Yeah, the mumble's nice.
Always become a man. The boy became a man last night on stage.
Don't you think trans people are stupid?
Dude, I couldn't have been happier. I was sitting there going, this is
you.
The best.
Nice.
Took
nice.
Command of the whole room. I watched. I said, God damn.
You watch it. He's a young Custer.
He's a young Custer, dude.
Yeah, you might be Custer.
Dude, it was.
I decided we're obviously Grant and Sherman.
Obviously.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, obviously.
There's no doubt.
Well, man, are you Frederick Douglass?
Yeah, it was fun, though. It was a good time. I was happy to see it.
That's awesome.
Dude, LeMayer on the way up, man. His navigation has taken just another development that I couldn't have seen coming. Wrong exit, LeMayer, dude.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, dude.
Hold on. I'm sorry. This is the quote I was looking for about Grant and Sherman. Yeah. This was Sherman on Grant. He said, he stood by me when I was crazy, and I stood by him when he was drunk. Now, sir, we stand by each other always.
God damn.
Might be the cast. We might be Grant and Sherman.
I'm flexing my fucking...
We might be Grant and Sherman, dude.
Unbelievable.
So what did Lemizi do on the way?
Such a good quote, dude.
I love it.
I was telling him after a couple exits, I was like, LeMayer, are they like planning me a surprise birthday party or something? Like, are you trying to keep me away?
Like, what is this? What was he driving like a fool?
He just kept messing. I'll be sitting there like, all right, you know, don't bother him. And I'm like, hey, dude, we're on this one, right? He's like, nah.
Yeah.
Wrong exit. I'm like, all right, no big deal. I had 3 minutes. Really no big deal. And then we're getting on the RFK bridge. It's just, I'm like, dude, this is the one, man. We can't miss this one. I'm like, bro, are you? What the hell's going on?
I was just, you know, I was just off.
What's in your head?
At the end,
he's high. You get stoned.
You hired a driver, and he gets high every day. What? Even if it's the exact same drive every time, he's gonna forget.
No, I didn't forget, dude.
I'm the worst. I was like, dude, if you're worse than me in navigation,
no,
you got
I didn't
a problem.
Need the nav, dude. I didn't need the nav. I had it.
Oh,
you
tried to go no nav.
He did try to go no nav.
Well, yeah, fuck it. Just use it.
I was nailing it. I was nailing it.
Why is he saying differently?
Because the nav came up.
You were completely missing every single exit. I was like, dude, these are the crucial exits we need.
You're crippling wrong.
It's something to it, man.
Sounds like he's right again.
You say
it's Terrence Howard, mathematician.
Hustle and Flow.
Oh, boy.
The Hustle and Flow guy that's now a super genius.
Okay.
He claims Diddy went for his b-hole. Under like the thing of like lessons, he was giving him like, you know, acting lessons. He said Diddy was just like looking at him wrong. He's like, this guy's trying to fuck my ass. Take away the geometry of my manhood. So
sounds
what do you
like
think about that?
Nightmare story to have to listen to. Saying to you.
You don't think he went for Terrence Howard's butthole?
But it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like Terrence Howard thinks that he wanted to.
Yeah. He might have.
But if there's anybody out there that might have wanted to, I would say Diddy's a prime suspect.
I can't follow what's going on because it sounds
there's a
like
a lot of people saying he tried to fuck him in the ass.
Yeah.
What do you think? Free Diddy?
No. There's a lot of rumors going around that Diddy's trying to destroy men's structural integrity.
I understand those rumors. It sounded like the way that the story was being told was that Terrence Howard
assumed it.
Right, assumed it.
Yeah.
Well, he had like a assistant that he was like, "What's up with him?" He's like, "Oh, Diddy's trying to fuck you." So his assistant was the one who told him like, "Yo, this is what this
what's
is
that
all
guy's
about.
Name, Mr. Bentley, or what was that guy's name?
It just gets more complicated.
Fonsworth Bentley. It's like, my boss is trying to fuck your ass. Get the fuck out of here. Run. Go now.
That's a fair point, though. Maybe he wasn't trying to fuck his ass. Do you think if someone gets their ass fucked, it does compromise like their manhood from a like it to where it like affects your posture and shit? Like you move differently after that.
Do I think that? No.
Really?
Yeah, no.
You have any proof?
I no. Counter argument.
Yeah.
Gay guys walk different.
It's true.
I think it actually helps your structural integrity. The posture goes way up.
Yeah.
Once you get fucked, you're
<It's> true. Sure, you just you start wearing that sweater vest differently.
Yeah.
It starts looking way different on you. We had a thing in grade school that like do you ever have it with like kids where it's like, yo, a lady's walking. Like if a lady walked a certain way, like she had sex before.
Yes.
We would just do it with all the moms. But yo, like all the moms would come to special lunch. But yo, she definitely had sex before. Yeah. If you walk with your feet a little bit more apart, that's all you could tell a girl had sex.
Once again, these are tough to refute.
I kind of hold to it.
Yeah.
If I see a woman go, yeah, anywhere near shoulder width apart, I'm going, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing? What do you think? Yeah.
Slut.
Your mom's here to help with pizza lunch. Like, yo, your mom got fucked, dude.
Speaking of sluts, how about the space sluts?
Dude, how did I not know about that?
I don't know. I think I saw it this morning, and it's been bothering me.
Yeah, that's...
it's affected me a lot.
Also, Bezos, for all of that work, he just looks like a trash man. He has like the body of like a Philadelphia trash man. He's on like billions of dollars of TRT and gene therapy.
Just to become a WAP. Yeah. He's transformed. He's fully just a guy at Wawa.
I know.
That's all he is. That might have been the biggest attempt to get rid of your wife ever.
Yeah.
Just being like, I built a spaceship. I'm going to launch you up there.
Yeah, man.
With Gail King.
Yeah, and it's fucked up because he'd have another wife pretty fast. If he blew his wife up in outer space.
Yeah, he'd have a wife before the rubble hit Earth.
Happy birthday to you.
Do not cry right now.
gonna blow him out.
Okay, it's my podcast. I'm gonna blow him out.
Yes.
Yay! Wow. Happy birthday. Wow.
What a start.
Happy birthday. Do you think, why do they make the room dark? You think that's to symbolize the
smoke
womb?
Alarm. Dang it.
Noah, smoke that.
Noah, blaze that shit.
Noah, put a wet towel under the door.
Do you think that's to symbolize the uterine darkness?
Turning the lights off?
Yeah, do you think that's to symbolize being in the womb?
What's the candle then?
Oh, that would be nice.
The birth canal, the light?
Yeah. The light the at the end of your mother's
fluorescent light tube.
I was going to talk about how funny it is when other little kids cry when they can't blow it out.
Yeah.
The way you were like, it's my podcast. I'm blowing it. You gotta hold him back.
Dude, it's every time. When they open presents, the other dude, when you see them open presents, it's so funny. When they're like 4 years old, they'll be like, what's he have? The cousins come over and they just like start taking the box. Like, you have to give it back and scream cry.
I was in that phase for a very long time. Like, late. Like, I'd
birthday
be like, I'm done,
teenager.
I'm done opening my Christmas presents.
Like, what's up?
They got more than me. Why'd they get more?
When you were at these parties, would you be dressed like a Puerto Rican Power Ranger there? Or is that just today?
Dude, how dare you? This is the Nocta collection from Drake and Nike. You could never even dream of this. These shoes cost more than your life. I did get drunk and ordered a Drake tracksuit on the internet. I regret it. I'll never wear it publicly.
No, you have to.
This is the only time I'll wear it.
Wow, you have to, I'm telling you, you have to be down there chilling. Anytime you're outside, just go, yeah, I ordered the Nocta.
I'm part of the Nocta. It also, a baklava is what completes it. I would need that. That'd be the sickest shit
the
possible.
Greek food?
No, the mask.
I said it wrong.
Baklava. You say you look like a Greek guy.
No, balaclava.
What's
I said baklava.
What's the
ski mask thing.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
I just noticed the gold swoosh on the front.
It's
gleaming.
This is a royal outfit.
Yeah, that's what you wouldn't be buried in.
That's the color purple of our time.
This was very important
meaning
to me.
Real.
And
you
I'm glad you guys
movie.
Are giving it attention.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Because it meant a lot to
bro,
me.
Bro, we're freeze framing this for when we have you taxidermied at a poker table like a Dominican guy. With sunglasses on,
you need to fully lean
so
into it,
up.
And you gotta just bust out, dude.
What do you mean?
Completely break out and just rock your tracksuit everywhere. It's a sick tracksuit.
Wear baklavas on my head all the time.
Yeah, wear baklava, dude.
Start wearing a white one.
That's gonna suck. They're gonna have to eventually tell people you can't wear ski masks, and it's gonna
be
hilarious.
Yeah,
the white mask.
Yeah.
What's the white mask?
Yeah.
We have getting in trouble with
secret
that
little meetings. When we get around and say all the stuff you're not supposed to say.
What do you got on underneath that?
Sheath underwear.
Nice.
And a t-shirt under this. A Nate Diaz t-shirt.
Nice.
Those are my other outfits.
Oh, thank
more
you.
More free stuff.
I owe you a thank you because at Skankfest, you introduced Nate Diaz to my wife.
Yes.
And I had to hold her back like a fucking rabid pit bull.
Yeah, that was right before chaos ensued. And
oh, naked man.
It was the naked roast and Nate Diaz did not like it. And
yeah.
Him and his friends.
I heard.
Thought I was even gayer than they already do.
Hey guys, come hang out. All of a sudden, there's naked dudes. Like, I didn't know they're gonna be here, dude. Yeah.
There was a guy on the naked roast. His name's Harrison Dye.
Yeah,
he was very excited.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny about the New York Post is it kind of leans right. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I don't look into it enough.
It does,
I think it
for
leans
sure.
right. So like right wing people are like. It's the oldest newspaper in America. Like they try to make it credible, and then you get on the New York Post. It's like some dude getting hit by a train in the subway. Like, see you later, asshole. That's like the fucking headline. It's like nice.
Yeah, it's the juiciest.
Hold on, I have to. This thing's burning a hole in my pocket.
Speaking of pretty ladies,
this isn't a sponsor yet, but they did send us a nice sample.
Are they courting us?
They're courting us with a nice sample.
What is it?
I'll show you.
Would you like me to do it?
They wanted us to have this.
Oh. Oh la la, dude. Ooh la la. Yo, bro. Let me get that.
I'm going to hang this up in my apartment. My girlfriend's so happy.
Yo, bro. Gardein.
Gardein.
That's respect. That's art, bro.
This is art.
Did they chip that down from the Sistine Chapel?
This thing's fucking a sheet of metal.
Is that the original?
You can put this in your oven and cook on it. No, I don't think that's true, but
where'd they send you that thick bay in the mail?
I don't know, and honestly, it caused some problems at first because I didn't open this. My girlfriend did. It was like,
who's that?
She's like, I was like, who the fuck sent that? And she's like, I don't know who sent this and who is that? And I was like,
if that company only sends that out, they rule. That's the only option. If it's an online company that only sends like tasteful pictures of thick babes.
Thick babes that Rainey would like on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I saw an exceedingly thick queen on the way up here. I don't know why this made me so happy. I'm walking up and a lady came out, I'd say emerged from a basement level apartment.
Oh, that's emerging.
Just came.
She breached.
She came up for air.
Yeah.
She came out from it and just kind of leaned up against the thing. She must have been like 4'11" and just very voluptuous. Wait,
she leaned on a
she
fence?
Just leaned. She had like a little, yeah, she had like a black fence. Like a little,
they
like,
love
leaning,
dude.
Like a wrought iron gate. She came up and just leaned on it, dude.
Yeah.
In all of her splendor and just got some light and air. And I was like, dude. There's just part of me that just wants, like, just a funnel spider dragging you back into that basement apartment, just laying there. Just, oh my God. All the sweet treats you can
want. Yeah, that's a turnip. That's a fucking.
The date should be.
If we get the guest.
If we get them. We'll get somebody, I'm sure.
We're going to get somebody good.
It was huge.
But
the date is December 14th.
December 14th.
Chelsea Music
Hall. Live on Moment House. Is it Chelsea Music Hall?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I believe they're $10.
It's $10
for tickets.
That'll be fun, dude.
Yeah, I thought when they said pay per view, I thought it was gonna be like $99. I was like, fuck, dude, this is so much pressure. $10, though.
No, $10. When you see the guests we get, you're gonna say, I'm glad I spent that $10.
You're gonna say, whoa, $10 is gonna fly out of your pocket. $10 is gonna choose for itself to be like,
yes.
Hey, $10, get back here. I guess I'll watch it.
Yes.
Fuck. I guess I'll check this out. But yeah, that's the future. Streaming stuff is the future. Yeah. They figured it out.
Streaming stuff is the future.
Streaming stuff and paying to watch stuff immediately
is the present.
Dude, let's
everything's streaming.
Let's just talk about technology.
I was back at my parents' house this week. It's nothing but cable, dude. It's insane. Geezer's cable, and it is so fucked up. Comcast,
it's terrifying.
Comcast just butt fucks old people.
It's just them speaking into the room. They'd pay $300 to be like. Put on The Sopranos. What episode was that?
And it says, God damn it.
SpongeBob.
He worked this thing. Just put on HGTV. That's all my mom watches, dude. It's unbelievable. Have I talked about this before? It's insane.
No.
It's just a fucking lady. It's a girl. Yes, we have. It's female porn.
Oh, okay.
It's literally a woman coming in and being like, this house is fine, but this is what you need to do. And the husband's like, oh, I don't know, honey. And she's like, this isn't a democracy. We don't talk like that.
Yeah.
I tell you what to do. And then a bunch of dudes build stuff, and a woman shows up and is like, good job, guys.
Yeah.
It's just 10 guys sawing cabinets in the front yard.
It's insane.
She's like, the team's working hard.
Well, those shows also completely warp people's minds as to like the actual timeline of construction projects.
Yeah.
Because they watch those shows and they're like,
we have 3 days to get the kitchen done. It's like, bro.
It takes like four weeks.
It takes 10 years. It never gets done.
And they do houses and they're like, we sunk $100,000. We sold it for $500,000. Every house you see is like, it's worth $900,000. Like
my friends having trouble with the contractors and their house is taking, for real, 2 years. It's been 2 years,
dude,
of just remodeling.
I know somebody who did this recently and they were saying like, you know, we had a contractor and they were like, they can't get anyone to work because of COVID. And I was like,
damn.
If they were good contractors, they wouldn't believe in that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They get in there.
If they were good with their hands, they would not believe in COVID.
Just the wax build up from the saws all the time. They'd be like, oh, what?
Yeah. Well, you don't want
right to work.
You don't want to. Contractor that believes in science.
No, not at all.
You want a contractor that doesn't know anything.
Yeah, just shows up and it's just like,
all right. But it's kind of right. but also ended up being kind of right, which is, you know, something that as a country we're going to have to walk back and say, sorry, guys.
Yeah, I think there is a thing where if as soon as you hit like 48 ounces of like 7-Eleven coffee, you just get the truth. They just glimpse the Akashic records every morning and they're like F-350.
You just listen to Nick Fuentes.
What the hell? I don't think these things are going to be that effective as you say they are.
After your fourth Sunoco hot dog at 9:30 in the morning, you're like, the Democratic parties are the actual races.